on the line now. I have Desi Ellis, Sinn Féin. Hello, from Sinn Féin. Hello, Desi. Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Noel? How are you?
Okay, the situation of quad bikes. I mean, it's been happening for a long, long time, but it stems from a horrific accident recently, which left a man with life-changing injuries. Has there been any update on it? Still a lot of opposition all the time.
Well, we're increasingly facing this issue, and we have for the last number of years, in areas right across the country, but particularly in a lot of areas like Finglas, Coolock, Blanchardstown, areas like this where we've had issues with quads and motorbikes, and it has been increasingly a problem. At the JPC, the Joint Policing Committees, and also at the policing forums that we attend right across the area, it's been increasingly raised by residents and by the guards themselves that we have a major problem. And it has materialised that we discovered that there's an anomaly in the law in terms of public spaces and the definition of public spaces. And that's why I was trying to bring a bill through the Dáil to try and address that issue and to clearly put a definition on public spaces, which would have prevented some of the problems we're having.
Okay. It sounds like, I know it's if you go into the law, it can be a quandary, but it sounds like quite a simple problem to fix. I mean, the quads, they have to get from where they are, from A to B. They're not a small thing. They would have to be more or less driven to where they have to go, I think, unless someone had a truck or something. So that's one part of it you could look at. So what regulations are there at the moment, Desi? I know I'm making this sound confusing, but what regulations are there at the moment?
Well, when it comes to, say, the ordinary public roads and public paths and etc., the law is fairly clear that you have to have a licence, you have to be 16 and over, and, you know, you have to have insurance, etc. But when it comes to the likes of public parks and, say, parks and housing estates or green areas, the law is unclear. So if the guards stop someone in those areas, they might be able to take the bike off them, but they would eventually have to give it back because under the present road traffic legislation, it's not clearly defined, you know, and that's where the problem lies.
And what about insurance? Where does that come into the equation?
But the insurance, you see, even if they had no insurance and they were stopped or they were in a public park or something, and the guards would end up still having to give the bikes back because it is an anomaly in the law.
Okay. And does that apply, I've seen as well as quads, I've seen ordinary guys on sort of little motorbikes going around.
Yeah, the scramblers, the small bikes, etc., you know.
Are they in the same situation? The same?
They are, and the problem here is that we can't really start bringing in all the necessary rules and regulations to try and stop this. Like, we should have license plates on these. We should have, you know, that people are clearly, you know, have to be 16 or over. There should be a paper trail, like an NCT. There should be, you know, a logbook, etc. So we can't bring in all these issues until we address the actual problem that we have with the public space. As long as that's not defined properly. Now, the government in opposing us and Fianna Fáil and backing them have turned around and said that this causes problems elsewhere. But the reality is, under the Road Traffic Act, people can act illegally in these places, and effectively they're getting away with it, you know?
It doesn't seem, it just sounds ludicrous, I have to say, Desi, there's no doubt about that. I mean, they have these in other countries. Is this the only country in Europe, for instance, that doesn't have laws for this?
No, well, I think there is a problem. We wouldn't be the only country, but at the same time, it's clear that there is a proper definition of what a public space is.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is affecting other areas, then we need to address them. But it's not rocket science to do this. And when I was bringing this bill through the Dáil, I offered to both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, I said to them, if you have any amendments or you have any other ideas, I'm open to them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if Fianna Fáil were serious in in addressing this whole issue, they could have brought amendments to my bill in the first place, you know, and that would have got it to the next stage. With a bit of imagination, we could have took it to the next stage and opened up this debate, you know.
Yeah, well, it's strange now, vibes going around now, or I'm sure anyone listening will go around now and see any of this, they just turn around and say, well, what's the point? There's nothing going to be done about it. Because I remember going back 20 years, I think I can go back, maybe even 25.
Yes,
one Christmas morning coming out and seeing an eight-year-old in a state driving around. And I remember saying it, and there was a big furor in the Times and all about it afterwards.
Yeah.
But it died down. So the age restriction, is that illegal? I mean, do you have to be sure?
It is illegal to drive if you're below the age of 16 in a public or a park. Or a, you know, it's illegal to drive on the roads. You have to have insurance. You have to have, you know, you're supposed to have all these things, and you're supposed to have a license.
Mm-hmm.
But the rule at the moment is you have to be 16 or over. So effectively, people are driving illegally. Now, if we want to address this properly and we want to sort of set up, a proper whole list of rules and regulations and how this should be tackled, we need to do this. But we have to also clearly look at this definition of public spaces, and then develop the rest of the ideas around this. Mm-hmm. But like I said, in terms of the licenses, etc. Because we have, as you said, we have 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds driving these around. And every time it comes to Christmas, we have a major crisis. Families are going out and buying these bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are going out there. They've no training. They've no safety procedures. They've no, they're just no skills whatsoever to deal with this. They're just let loose on the street. And to me, that is an extremely dangerous situation. And families should not be doing this.
And you're being opposed across the board, Desi. Why do you think the opposition is there so much? I mean, and is it a quick fix?
Well, it like everything else, it wouldn't solve everything, but it certainly goes a long way towards tightening up the rules and the regulations and how we deal with these. And the guards have recognised this. I got the same answer. This is now, since I was a councillor over 12, you know, I'm eight, nine years now as a TD, and I've been raising this from a councillor. In 2014, I introduced this bill, a similar bill in the Dáil, and I was told the same thing, that we couldn't do it, and that we put a committee in place to deal with this. And now again, in 2017, they set up they put it to a committee that's supposed to be looking at this, a group of people, and we're still in the same position. We haven't moved an inch on this, and if Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had their way the other day, they wanted me to withdraw the bill and come back at it again, but I wasn't prepared to do that. I'd given them the options on how we could move forward, and they wouldn't accept them, you know?
Yeah, okay. I'm just wondering, the councils themselves, I mean, this could be totally out of the park, but if they put up signs in parks and green areas saying it is forbidden to use this, that and the other, the quad bikes in particular and the scrambler bikes, would that not be a deterrent to an extent of saying, well, okay, if we do this, we know that we can be had up by the law because the council have said it?
Yeah, well,
fly in the sky?
In the cases, you can put up bylaws. But if your own basic legislation is not correct, then those bylaws will be challenged, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the problems. The council can put up bylaws in terms of what you can do, and they do have in many cases they have bylaws for different things. So you can outline that you can't drive. You can put up signs saying there's no quads or bikes allowed in here. But the reality is, if it's not clearly defined under legislation, road traffic legislation, then you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it just seems ludicrous that it hasn't been sorted. So you said 25 years
ago. Well, I'm just very disappointed myself.
3 years you're fighting it, yeah. 3 years.
And I know it's not the end. I'm not letting it go, because there is an issue that happened in Europe over a particular case which may open the doors on this, you know.
Mm. Okay, well, the best of luck, Desi, and I hope you're successful in your endeavours. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, then. Take care, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Desi Ellis, Sinn Féin TD there. I can't believe it. I mean, I don't read too much up on it, but and come in and do the interviews. I knew that there was a bit of hassle there, but I certainly didn't think that there was that much opposition. I can't see the problem with just sorting that out. It's a hazard there and it's dangerous. We've seen what the horrible things that have happened so far, and it looks like there could be many, many more if something is not done about it. Terrible.